And welcome to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now leader, Ryan Thomas.
All sincere believers want God's kingdom to grow and prosper in the world. I can't conceive of a church or a dedicated Christian who wouldn't want more of God's ways and influence in this world, in their families and in their workplace. But how can we see this come to pass? We see the world with all its problems. There are so many needs in our communities. It's easy to become very disheartened at the enormity of it all. But how can the church cause God's kingdom and authority to be advanced? Perhaps the first apostles struggled with this same question. They had walked with the Messiah in the flesh for years. They heard his voice daily. They witnessed miracles and wonders that drew in multitudes of people. How could they go about the Lord's work? In the book of Acts, we see an example of how they did this. In those days of the church, there was a complaint that the church members that were of Grecian descent were being neglected, not receiving the same care and attention as those of Hebrew descent. And this was causing division and murmuring in the growing church, and it was something that needed to be dealt with. It was at this point the disciples must have realized that the mission of the church was to be a very great thing with many duties. We read in Acts 6, verses 2 through 4, "Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." While they understood the importance of the problem that was at hand, that is, the distribution of food in the church, the early church leaders understood very well the priority of prayer. They devoted themselves to prayer and to the Word. And what was the result? A great harvest. Thousands came to the faith, 3,000 at Pentecost, 5,000 on another occasion, and we read multitudes were added. The kingdom of God advanced. While the needs and the cares for other important matters came up, the apostles and leaders of the church were very aware that it would not have been proper or fitting or reasonable in any way for them to leave the ministry of prayer and the word. It's interesting here that there were only 2 things that they saw as crucial to the core functioning of the kingdom of God for them as leaders. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. That's interesting that this phrase continually to prayer is used. This phrase continually speaks to us that prayer was a lifeline to God and the key to any advancement of God's kingdom on the earth. And come what may, prayer could not be neglected. Prioritizing prayer meant that other things must come second. One reason that prayer may not be high on our priority list is that it is costly. Part of the cost of prayer is that other things in our lives have to be set aside for it. In World War II, there is an account of some pilots who were returning from battle. Their planes had been damaged, they were low on fuel, and they needed to land. However, the only aircraft carriers that were available for them to land on were full. The flight decks were full of brand new planes ready to go to battle on another occasion. However, the decision was made to dump those brand new planes into the ocean to make room for the returning pilots. It was true that the brand new planes that they threw into the ocean were very valuable, but the lives of the returning pilots were more valuable. Part of the cost of prayer is setting aside things that are good in order to make time for what is best. Whatever price there may be in prayer, God is faithful to bring about His fruit. The disciples saw thousands come to the faith, and the kingdom of God was advanced. Another occasion where someone paid a costly price, but the fruit was far greater than that price, was the mother of Hudson Taylor, whom we've spoken about before. She had a burden to pray for her son, Hudson, who was not serving the Lord. On one occasion, she felt this burden and went to her knees and prayed for what appears to be hours. At some point, the burden was released, and she left that place of prayer knowing that this thing was done, that her son was going to come to the kingdom. Hudson Taylor did indeed come to the Lord, and his meeting with the Lord was profound. Hudson Taylor gave his life to the ministry, and the fruits of his ministry were amazing. Over 200,000 lives were brought into the kingdom in China due to his missionary efforts there. But the fruits of his ministry didn't end just with those 200,000 people, because those 200,000 people had an effect on their communities and their families. Today in China, the church is mostly underground. However, it is 100 million people strong. The fruits of those few minutes of prayer that were offered by Hudson Taylor's mother had great reward in the kingdom of God. Jesus said in John 4:35-37, "Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For this saying is true, one sows and another reaps." When we pray for something, we are sowing in the great fields of God's kingdom. We don't yet see the harvest. I keep a very small garden at my house. It can be a lot of work to have a garden. In the spring, I plant seeds or small starter plants. I don't have anything to show for my efforts. But come July and August, there's the tomatoes and the zucchini and the peppers, and the harvest is great. Our prayers are like the sowing of the fields in the spring. We might not see the results of our prayers at the moment, but when our prayers are answered, we will be very happy that we spent that time to pray. Now that I have been gardening for a few years, I sow seeds and prepare the soil with a joyful anticipation of what will come. Like a laboring man working overtime, the extra work is hard, but when the paycheck comes, he is happy that he invested that time. Likewise, when we truly see the fruits of our prayers, we will be happy that we invested the time and the effort in it. So today, let us sow in prayer, happily anticipating the harvest. I don't know the fruit the Lord will bring, but I know that if we ask for bread, He is not going to give us a stone. We may not see the fruit today, but we can trust that when the harvest comes, any sacrifice that we may have made will seem small compared to God's reward. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.